the XXXXXXXX Files.
Exploring feminism and technology through space and time.
HTMLEs. Am I saying that right? HTMLEs?
HTMLs.
Oh, HTMLEs.
Yes. So the festival started in 1997, right after the Studio XX was created. And the idea at the time was to occupy cyberspace. And so it was to think about the kind of practice that feminist artists were doing on the internet. And you know, it was like the electronic superhighway. It's like when all these discussions around the future of our world through internet were conceived. So this is the idea of the festival. How can women use the internet to open up spaces? So that's basically why it was created. And it was really thought as a cyber, as a festival of the cyberspace. So it's a thematic festival. Mm-hmm. Every edition there is a new theme, and usually it reflects the concerns of the time. So it's relevant in the sense that it becomes like a timeline of the history of the internet, but also how we think about this space and what we can do with it. Mm-hmm. And each year there has been a new approach to current issues, important issues, always from a feminist perspective. And we have to stress that because there aren't many festivals open exclusively feminist with a mm-hmm. feminist mandate. Mm-hmm. And it's relevant because we, in the field of media arts, we see how women are excluded in the most mundane and accidental ways. Nobody wants to do it. But at the end, it turns out that many huge festivals, for instance, in Montreal, have mostly male artists. And so having a feminist mandate, it's good for two reasons. First, the kinds of projects we receive are mostly by women. And also, sometimes the way they approach a topic, it's unique. It doesn't mean I'm not saying there is an essence of being a feminist artist or being a woman artist. It really means there are different perspectives that the same theme seen from feminist perspective can change the whole thing about the theme. For instance, the HTMLs 12, Terms of Privacy. One of the main concerns was, as you know, Snowden revelations. Mm-hmm. And about how we are daily providing information about ourselves, how different governments and corporations are using our information. And we felt that that was going to be one of the main concerns of the artists, of the proposals we received. And the fact is that what we received were a lot of projects about intimacy, about how women's body are, or images, for instance, of themselves are used by certain men, how, say, boyfriends use images, nude images by their girlfriends once they break up. So, you know, what happens is that we have this theme and we have a lot of perspectives that we didn't expect because technologies affect women differently. And so, it's again, I'm not arguing for an essence, but there is something about the kind of public you target and the kind of responses you get. In the HTML, we get amazing proposals that sometimes go out of the regular boxes mm-hmm. of many festivals, because most of the times what we have is not reflections of that. It's not works that work with technology for technology's sake.
Non, mais comme disait Randy, chaque édition répond à une thématique du moment, puis c'est en ça que le festival a toujours sa raison d'être après 20 ans, mm-hmm. pour moi. Puis je pense qu'il y a à chaque fois aussi les arts médiatiques évoluent énormément à chaque année, et le féminisme évolue beaucoup en ce moment surtout. Oui. Donc je pense que c'est pour ça qu'il y a il n'y a pas de... Souvent, on a la réflexion que le mandat est extrêmement précis, mais la diversité des projets qu'on reçoit, puis la pertinence des projets qu'on reçoit, elle existe toujours parce que c'est des thématiques qui sont, enfin, c'est des choses qui sont constamment en mouvement, puis qui sont impossibles de fixer. Donc on aura toujours du travail à faire pour représenter les femmes, représenter le travail des femmes, et il y aura toujours une évolution des technologies. Donc ça, pour moi, le festival HTML a ses raisons d'être encore pour beaucoup, beaucoup d'années.
So one of the reasons why we had this, we selected this theme is we were, the programming committee met and we were brainstorming about ideas. And one idea came out about an artist who posted images of her menstrual period. I ignore what kind of images they were, but Facebook banned them. And so in this media that is known for exposing yourself as much as you can, it was interesting to see why, what was the criteria to ban these women, this person images, and the whole idea of the menstrual period of a woman. So, you know, it got us thinking about that. And again, we were all aware of all the discussions around privacy. You know, we are in the era of anonymous. There's all this discussion about hackers and about big data, how we are, our information, how there's cameras around the world, how our cell phone become the best way to follow every step of our day and transactions, since you buy your groceries to calling your boyfriend or a lover, and how this information, how we can be used in different contexts and for whom. And so this is the reason we thought it was, we were all aware of different concerns around the uses of technology in social media to redefine what is privacy and what is intimacy. And there is something that an artist said to me, she's an artist who's presently have her exhibition here at the studio, Christina Battle. She's an artist from, she's now based in London, Ontario. And she was telling me, you know, people use Facebook and social media in general as though it's a private space, but it's not. And so I think that she's not part of the HTML, but I think her reflection has a lot to do with what we were trying to tackle. This idea of what is privacy, what is intimacy, and how the technologies we use have changed how we define those terms, but at the same time we redefine technology by our use of them with this perspective. So that was a little bit of why we choose that theme.
Puis je pense même que cette thématique-là peut être prise par beaucoup d'artistes,
oui,
et appliquée dans leur travail actuel, même si c'était pas leur sujet principal, mais c'est une thématique qui est importante, je pense, pour tout le monde. En fait, tout le monde devrait se poser un peu ces questions de privacy. Mais ce qui est un petit peu drôle aussi, c'est que nous, moi je suis coordonnatrice aux communications, donc au studio XX, puis dans toute la promotion qu'on fait aussi du festival, on entre un petit peu dans ce jeu-là de partage sur Facebook, sur Twitter. Oui. Le but et toujours de faire connaître le festival à un maximum de monde, mais tous les jours je suis comme confrontée à ce concept de terms of privacy, et c'est étrange de comme parler de tout ça et de trouver la bonne façon d'en parler aussi. Puis c'est comme, j'ai la réflexion qui me vient plusieurs fois par jour, et je me dis, c'est quelle mesure justement on trouve entre la surexposition du festival puis pour parler de ces choses-là. Donc c'est un petit peu comme ce que Snowden a fait aussi, de se surexposer, de même faire un film sur lui, pour parler de ce problème-là. Donc c'est, en tout cas, ça amène beaucoup de réflexions. Moi, je trouve que ça.
We are all part of this paradox. Like, I don't know how you feel about it, but as Martine said, you know, like I told her,
yeah,
I will close my Facebook account, and she's like, "But do that after the festival." You know, we're very aware of all the issues and concerns, and we're just trying to, we're part of this discussion in our daily practice. So my terms of privacy is about trying to think whether you can define the terms of privacy.
Mm-hmm.
And we think you can. And so the call was really an invitation to artists to say, can you do it and how would you do it? And how do you do it in your daily, in your day-to-day basis? So one of the artists of the festival is Diana Laura Karamat, and she has a piece called Shared Therapy. And so the way she defines the terms of privacy is that there is an app called Shared Therapy, and you sign up and you have a therapist, and it guides you through a process of healing or whatever it is you need to discuss. You know, therapy is something that is by all means the most private thing you should have. And there is an agreement between you and your therapist about the kind of information that can be revealed. And supposedly everything you say to a therapist is private.
Mm-hmm. Confidential.
It's confidential. And so what she does in this weird app, that you never meet the person, yet you are in contact and you are telling probably things you will never say to anyone else. So what she's doing is she's having this therapy for the past 7-8 months, and she's gonna share that process in the exhibition. The interesting part is that when she signed up, there is some privacy that the therapist agrees not to reveal information about her, but the artist decides to share that information and expose the app in itself, expose the therapist itself, because how about when you're reading her therapy, you find out that this therapist is the worst and maybe is giving the worst advice and have no idea. Like, she's exposing the therapist as well. She's exposing this application maybe as one of the worst thing ever happened in the history of apps. I don't know. So that's the idea. So interestingly enough, she's pushing what the terms of that application are, and she agreed to the terms of privacy. She agreed to the terms, she clicked up the agreed to terms button of this application, and yet she's just churning everything. Yeah. So those are the kind of projects we have at the HTML.
Une des artistes qui m'intéresse le plus dans cette édition, laquelle c'est. Attends, il me faut laisser, mais peut-être que ça va me venir après. Mais c'est sûr que, enfin, je vais parler d'Amalia Ullman, qui est comme notre artiste, on est super heureux de l'accueillir.
Ouais.
Elle a eu beaucoup de succès à l'international, puis elle a fait donc ce projet de se faire une fausse identité sur Instagram. Puis c'est un projet qui justement est devenu un peu massif, a pris beaucoup de place. Elle continue en ce moment à faire une genre d'autre vie qu'on suit sur Facebook et sur Instagram, donc c'est vraiment un work in progress que je trouve super intéressant. Et donc elle va exposer au Studio XX dans l'exposition Contrôle plus Jeu. Intimité, extimité, contrôle à l'ère de la surexposition du soi.
C'est quelle journée ça ?
Ça, en fait, je pourrais en profiter pour en parler. On vous invite, en fait, on invite le public à venir à la soirée d'ouverture du festival qui va être donc le 3 novembre à partir de 18h. Ça va être donc au 4001 Berry, dans l'ensemble du building, qui est le QG du festival. Donc il va y avoir dans cette soirée-là des projections chez Jive de plusieurs artistes, donc autour de, le titre c'est Histoire d'ombre, Shadow Story. Il va y avoir deux performances chez Oboro de Monica Recas, Johnny Forever et Gumballtron. Et donc au Studio XX il va y avoir le vernissage de l'exposition Contrôle plus Jeu. Donc la plupart des artistes vont être présents dans cette soirée-là, donc ça va être super intéressant de rencontrer tout le monde. Et en plus, on invite le monde à venir aussi, on va avoir un photobooth sur le thème de Terms of Privacy. Il va y avoir la DJ Cara Kate de la formation 1 qui va faire une performance électro-industrielle à partir de 21h30. Donc C'est pas mal la soirée phare du festival, le 3 novembre, à partir de 18h au 4000 AB.
So the HTML is the only feminist festival of media arts in Montreal. In Montreal we have many events like MeTech, Devian and other politicized art festivals like Sight and Sound. But really it's the only feminist festival, and so the role it plays, I think, is to both connect the international community of feminists and people doing interesting stuff outside Montreal and outside Canada to Montreal, to have these week or a few days of discussions, conferences, exhibitions and workshops, and also to kind of expose and become a platform for local artists to show their work in an international festival. So the role it plays, I think, is two ways, is to connect the local to the international and bring the international to the local, and having a moment to reflect on this issue. So it's a festival that also has a graduate student conference. There is a reflection part of the festival that is also unique to many festivals in Montreal. What this means is that we have scholars and artists meet to reflect on these issues, either through exhibitions, workshops, or the conference. So there is time for us to unpack some of the ideas that the artworks address and just have time to reflect on them. And so that's also unique about the festival, this component part that is theory, reflection. And the conference has this role to really, some of the questions that the artworks address, you can only get a sense of them in while you're experiencing the work, but then thinking about them with a group of scholars and activists. So the conference starts with a roundtable with Gabriela Coleman. She's an anthropologist. She is a professor at McGill University, and she is actually one of the first scholars who got in within the gang of Anonymous. And so, you know, having her, she's already in Montreal, but having her insights about these kind of issues within the framework of the conference and the festival is just such a treat.
Yeah.
And so, you know, people who are not based in Montreal that might have heard of her or read her book and just being concerned about these issues will have the opportunity to meet her and being part of the discussion. So this is something that we really treasure, this moment of reflection and connecting and networking, but also in a unique way, maybe more informally, you know, while you're attending an exhibition, just hanging out with these people and just having the chance to show them your work, but as an artist, but also having the chance to talk to them and ask them questions about their own theoretical reflections. So this is something we are really happy about.
Je voudrais ajouter aussi qu'on a plusieurs ateliers aussi cette année, dont un que je trouve particulièrement intéressant aussi, avec Juana Moll au Feminist Media Studio, qui en fait s'appelle Déconstruction de l'Internet. Puis on analyse justement au moment d'un clic d'envoi de message comment l'information circule, qu'est-ce que ça implique exactement qu'est-ce que ça a comme impact en fait, même sur les émissions de CO2, comment notre information voyage dans le fond. Puis ces ateliers-là sont tous gratuits, on en a en tout trois, puis c'est des ateliers que je vous invite à découvrir sur le site web, mais qui sont très intéressants et qui traitent aussi de ces questions-là en impliquant justement le public à participer, donc à regarder sur le site web. Ben c'est sûr que Montréal a une diversité, et puis c'est, je veux dire, une ouverture exceptionnelle. Mais ce que je noterai quand même, c'est que la plupart des artistes qu'on accueille, c'est des artistes internationaux. On a vraiment beaucoup de continents de représentés, des artistes de Suisse, d'Espagne, d'Amérique du Sud, des États-Unis. Donc ça vient toucher beaucoup de monde à l'international. C'est sûr que on découvre de plus en plus justement, et nous même on est à la recherche de d'autres groupes qui partagent ces mêmes idées-là, vraiment à l'international. Et Montréal est peut-être sert peut-être de plateforme pour juste rassembler ce monde-là, je dirais, mais à la base, je pense qu'il y a vraiment une ouverture généralisée qui est en train de se produire et un intérêt qui existe vraiment sur la planète entière. Donc toute l'information est sur htmlles.net.
Parfait.
Voilà.
Excellent. Cool. Thank you, guys.
Ah, thank you.
This has been the XX Files. Thank you for tuning in. Just a reminder that tomorrow is the opening party of the HTMLEs at Studio XX, November 3rd, starting at 6 p.m. at 4001 Barry. Definitely encourage you to come in. There's going to be tons of female artists from Montreal and a bunch from other places. The entry fee is about $5, and there's a combo for $10 where it gives you access to all the activities in the building, one complimentary glass of wine, a sticker of My Terms of Privacy, which is a theme of the HTMLEs this year, and you'll have also your photo printed in the My Terms of Privacy photo booth, which is awesome. So I definitely encourage you to check out the website as well. There's going to be tons of things to check out, many performances from different artists, and that's about it. So thank you for tuning in. And have a good day.